Once we have the density of states, we could calculate the energy spectral density. And that's the energy, h bar omega, times the number of states at that frequency, times this Bose-Einstein factor, which is 1 over exp, this stuff, minus 1. So this is the analog to the Planck radiation curve. Now for light moving through a one-dimensional crystal. And whereas the Planck radiation curve has some peak and then just went down kind of smooth, this is a more complicated thing where it's got these ranges where there's no energy stored in photons in these frequency ranges where it's gray. Because all the light gets reflected out of the crystal. So there's no light propagating through the crystal at these frequencies. So if you took a crystal like this and you heat it up to a certain temperature, there will be no photons in the ranges where there's a band gap and all light would get reflected out. The photons must be at these other frequencies where there is some allowed, where it's allowed for the waves to propagate through. So let's, this is the program that calculates the density of states. And I can change the speed of light here so that they're closer to each other. And when they're closer to each other, it gives me narrow band gaps. And when they're far apart from each other, it gives fairly wide band gaps. I can make them even closer to each other. So if the two speeds of light are very close to each other, I get narrow band gaps and a density of state that looks almost like the density of states of a material with one speed of light with a few small band gaps in it. And otherwise, it's got something with these funny gaps in it somehow. Okay, so if I know the density of states, I could calculate this energy spectral density, which is this function here. And if I integrate this over all frequencies, that would give me the internal energy as a function of, I can get the internal energy as a function of temperature. And if I then differentiate that with temperature, I get the specific heat, which I've got down here. And if I know the specific heat, I can calculate the entropy and the Helmholtz free energy. And then you'll notice over here on the right, there are buttons that says start with the density of states and calculate the internal energy. And the idea here is that first we calculate the density of states like this, and then I can get the internal energy density by putting that solution here and asking it to calculate the internal energy. What it does is it takes the density of states that you paste into this, it plots it up there, and then calculates the internal energy as a function of temperature over here on the right. I chose the normalization for the scale on the left axis for three-dimensional problems, so it gives a little bit funny looking choice of the scale. But it then plots the internal energy as a function of temperature and gives those points as data here. So these two columns are the temperature and the internal energy. So this just numerically integrates over this density of states. For light in vacuum, it was possible to integrate because the density of states was just a constant and we could do the integral. But for any crystal, the density of states is always some awful function. And the one-dimensional density of states are often have these singularities. These singularities are called von Hove singularities, and it's a characteristic of a one-dimensional system to have these peaks in the density of states. And this makes it very difficult to calculate analytically some of these properties, but it's also not so easy numerically because you've got these peaks in the density of states. All right, so let's go back to this list, and we'll try to calculate the specific heat. So the specific heat is the derivative of the internal energy, like this. And so it's the derivative of the integral of the energy spectral density. It's the derivative spectral temperature of this integral of the energy times the density of states times the Bose-Einstein factor. And then when we look at this integral, we realize that temperature only occurs here in the Bose-Einstein factor. It doesn't occur in out front. So we can take this derivative and bring it inside the integral and differentiate the Bose-Einstein factor. And that gives us a formula for the specific heat that involves the density of states directly. So I don't need to first integrate and construct the internal energy. I can use the density of states, and there's a shortcut directly to the specific heat. And that's what this program does. So this program, see if I still... I'm not sure this is going to work, but... Oh, it did. Okay, so here's the density of states again. I plotted it in, and directly from the density of states, it's plotted for me the specific heat of this one-dimensional crystal. There's some numerical difficulty here at the beginning. I'm not really sure why. And some of the results that we calculated before, like photons in three dimensions, I can put in. So for photons in vacuum, the density of states goes like omega squared. All right? Yes. Okay. Yes, it goes like omega squared. And then you get an internal a specific heat that looks like this. In two dimensions, it's linear, the density of states. And in one dimension, it's just a constant. And those three things here, they're in our table. The table of solutions of the wave equation. Remember, I made this big table where at the top was the wave equation, then the eigenfunction solutions, and then density of states, and then a bunch of thermodynamic properties that were calculated from that. So these three can be calculated analytically. And then what we're doing is collecting some other density of states to see how they look. This is the density of states for the one-dimensional material. I've got one here for two-dimensional material as well. This is a different density of states for a two-dimensional triangular lattice. And you also see a density of states. There's some band gaps. And if you take that density of states, you can go directly and calculate the specific heat. So this page here has links to programs that will let you start with a density of states and calculate the energy spectral density, the internal energy, the Helmholtz free energy. I didn't show you how, but there's also a shortcut right from the density of states to the Helmholtz free energy. You don't have to first calculate the entropy and then subtract entropy times temperature from the internal energy. You can calculate it directly from the density of states. You can calculate the entropy directly from the density of states. And basically all equilibrium properties of a material can be calculated from the density of states. And the programs that you use, if you want to do it numerically, are the same for one, two, and three dimensions. If they're bosons and you know the density of states of those bosons, then you can calculate the thermodynamic properties this way. As you can imagine, these were lots of student projects, getting these programs written. There are some other thermodynamic properties that we don't have yet. that we still have to write. We don't have pressure. We don't have bulk modulus. We can write one for the grand potential. It's another thermodynamic quantity that you would use in a grand canonical ensemble. But there are other ones that we could write similar to these that would calculate other thermodynamic quantities. Okay, so now the problem that you have, we already have programs that will calculate the thermodynamic properties. The problem that you have is to take a crystal and calculate the dispersion relationship. And once you know the dispersion relationship from that, you can construct the density of states. And once you know the density of states, you can calculate everything else about